And now taking a look at sports here this morning on KJN, starting off with the Hawkeye 10 Conference Championship golf yesterday. Both the girls and the boys were out there competing for those titles during the day yesterday. And starting off on the girls' side, played over at Fox Run Golf Course in Council Bluffs. That was moved back from Monday to Tuesday, and it worked out well for the Atlantic Trojans as they won the tournament. They are your Hawkeye 10 champs, as they had the medalist and runner-up on their way to the team title. They shot a 335 team total. Kimper Catholic was second with a 377. Creston finished third with a 382, followed by Harlan in fourth with a 384, Shenandoah fifth with a 412. Denison, Clarinda, Glenwood, Lewis Central, St. Albert, and Red Oak rounded out the rest of the field. Individually, Brooke Newell of Atlantic was medalist by a long shot. She shot a beautiful round of 69 yesterday to get that medalist honor. Erin Olson of Atlantic was runner-up as she shot an 83. Ashton Carter of Creston finished third with an 87. McKenna Ludwig of Kemper Catholic was fourth with an 88. Alyssa Ginther of Atlantic also shooting an 88 for fifth place. Madison Hance of Creston shot an 88 for sixth. And then also it was Sophia Gromitas of Creston, Anna Carlson of Shenandoah, Maggie Langenfeld of Harlan, Allison Schweers of Kemper Catholic, Sierra Burnison of Shenandoah, and Amber Gross of Kemper Catholic rounding out the rest of the medalist scores. And it was McKenna Denbesty of Atlantic finishing just outside of the medals at 13th. She shot a 95. Sarah Fixmer of Atlantic also shooting a 95, ending up in 14th place. And Bailey Newell of Atlantic shot a 100. Stroke total for a 20th place finish there. So everyone there at 100 strokes or less for Atlantic yesterday on their way to that team crown. Brooke Newell, Erin Olson, and Alyssa Ginther were all named first team all conference with their top five finishes yesterday. So congratulations there to the success for the Atlantic girls golf team. The Atlantic boys also had a nice day at the Hawkeye 10 Boys Championships at Glenwood Golf Course and was pushed back from Monday to Tuesday as well. Atlantic ended up finishing third. Glenwood took the title, shooting a 296 total. Kemper Catholic was second with a 300, followed by Atlantic in third. Clarinda finished fourth with a 309, then Shenandoah was fifth with a 320. Harlan, Denison, Creston, Lewis Central, St. Albert, and Red Oak rounded out the rest of the team standings. Individually, Ryan Leith of Glenwood won a playoff against Nathan Mertz of Kemper Catholic to be the overall medalist as he won on the first playoff hole, so Mertz ends up as runner-up. Stephen Martin of Shenandoah shot a 74 for third. Tucker Beckman of Kemper Catholic a 74 for fourth. Kyle Summers of Creston shot a 74 for fifth. The rest of the medalists were William Scholl of Clarinda, Ben Reno of Atlantic, who shot a 75. He was 7th. Eli Bales of Glenwood was 8th. Kobe Rhodes of Glenwood, 9th. Colton Book of Glenwood, 10th. Matthew Boyne of Harlan was 11th. And Carlton Rand of Clarinda was 12th. Other Atlantic scores, they got 77s from Jake Olson, Kyle Nelson, and Matt Gearhart. Also a 79 round from Nate Gifford, and Zach Stork shot an 80 there for the Trojans. Ben Reno, with his 7th place finish, was named a second team all-conference selection there for Atlantic. Also on the boys' tennis side of things yesterday at the Red Oak Sports Complex, conference championships for the Hawkeye 10 being held there as well. And the team scoring, it went to Glenwood. They won with 24 points. Harlan was second with 20 points, followed by Lewis Central, St. Albert, Shenandoah, Kemper Catholic, Creston, Atlantic, Denison, Schleswig, Red Oak, and Clarinda. They're rounding out the rest of the team standings. The number one singles went to Caleb Shudak of Lewis Central. Travis Miller of St. Albert was runner-up. Caleb Flory of Atlantic finished eighth. In the number one doubles, it was Adam Confers and Aaron Bertini from Glenwood taking home the title. Jaden Hayden and Sam Weber of Denison Schleswig were second. Grant Podaisky and Cooper McDermott of Atlantic finished in third place there. And number two singles went to Reed Miller of St. Albert. Alex Checkle of Glenwood was second. And the number two doubles went to Josh Cheek and Caleb Castor of Harlan. Matt Dentlinger and Connor Uhlenkamp of Kemper Catholic were the runner-ups there. Luke Hohenberger and Caleb Williams of Atlantic finished sixth there in the number two doubles. Also yesterday in more golf, the Rolling Valley Girls Golf Championships were held at Atlantic Golf and Country Club, and the team scoring went to Booyer Valley. They shot a 421 total. Coon Rapids Baird was second with a 486. Charter Oak Ute third with a 501, followed by Woodbine with a 511. Cam was fifth with a 527. Then Glenn Ralston, Exira EHK, and Adair Casey rounding out the teams. Individually, Claire Gams of Booyer Valley won with a 101 total. Brooke Host of Booyer Valley was second with a 104. Savannah Hoffman of Coon Rapids Baird finished third with a 105. Morgan Ferguson of Cam shot a 105 for fourth. Lindsey Anderson of Boyer Valley a 106 for sixth place. Brooke Schweary of Exiree EHK ended up 10th as well there with a 115 at that Rolling Valley Conference girls meet there at Atlantic Golf and Country Club yesterday. Also in other sporting action yesterday on the golf course, it was Mount Air with a 200-stroke total on the girls' side to Bedford's no team score. Medalist was Tessa Shields of Mount Air with a 44. Also in boys' golf, it was Bedford over Mount Air 194 to 208. As medalist there was Miles Green of Mount Air with a round of 39. And also in tennis action yesterday in girls' play, it was Glenwood over Thomas Jefferson, 8 to 1, and then also, 9 to nothing, 9 to nothing there for Glenwood over Thomas Jefferson. And also in girls' tennis yesterday, it was Atlantic topping Southwest Valley by a score of 8 to 1. Atlantic picked up wins from Jenna Brosom, Olivia Davis, Heather Friend, Carly Westphalen, Alex Bose, and also then a couple of three different doubles teams picking up wins there. Southwest Valley just had the one individual winner, Ashton Grossnickel, there in singles play. Also in soccer yesterday in girls' play, it was Atlantic topping Creston by a score of 3-2. Harlan beat AHSTW 4-2, and Thomas Jefferson 1-0 over St. Albert. And in boys' soccer, it was Kemper Catholic 4-1 over Creston yesterday. That's a look at all that high school activity from last night. Also in other note from high school athletics, a large group of Southwest Iowa high school basketball seniors will meet up on Friday for a pair of all-star games at Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln High School. The Southwest Iowa senior all-star games will begin with the girls' game at 5:45. The boys' game will be following. There will also be a dunk contest and three-point contest at halftime of the boys' game. Atlantic will have Tiffany Williams, Aaron Olson, and Sky Thompson all participating in that girls' game. Ryan Hawkins will play in the boys' game. You can see the full team rosters by following a link on this story on our website. And admission for the event will be $5 there Friday night. And a game we had for you here last night on the radio was Matt Carpenter homering twice, including a leadoff shot in the fifth pitch of the game. The Cardinals had 9 extra base hits Tuesday night in an 8-1 rout of the LA Angels. Randall Grichuk and Matt Holliday also homered for the Cardinals, who finished one shy of their season high for extra base hits there yesterday. And the Chiefs have signed defensive back Shannon Edwards and offensive lineman Garrick Mayweather, Drew Nowick, and Zach Stirrup following the completion of their 3-day rookie minicamp. Defensive back Jordan Kovacs and offensive lineman Jake Bernstein, Ben Clark, and Lawrence Gibson were released Tuesday to clear roster space for the new additions. And also, Iowa State University yesterday announced that their head softball coach has our contract will not be renewed. Stacy Gimmenhart Kessler is out as the coach there for softball at Iowa State. That's a look at the latest sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.